Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the fabulous Miss Catherine White. Catherine, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya, and that was a wonderful introduction. I feel really honored and special. And as always, it is an honor to speak for the Public Speakers Association, and I'm very grateful to be a part of this group. And I am very excited about the message that I have to share today, because I know this is something that every one of you can benefit from. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a woman of many hats. I am a mother of four children, a wife, an accountant, and I participate in many things within my church and my community. But what I'm here today for is for my expertise as a certified life coach and a certified John Maxwell trainer and speaker. And what I do with my training and my coaching is I help you put out the fires in your personal life and your business. And everything that I teach is about change. Changing you. Now, when I say the word change, people usually cringe at that word. That's a word we hate. It's just like we get this negative idea. We feel anxiety. But what I want to do is I want to bring about change in a way that you are excited for change. Through a combination of coaching and training, I will teach you how to build your emotional intelligence so you'll not only welcome, but seek change and growth in your life so that you and your staff can reach a higher potential and see greater successes in both your personal lives and in your business. So today, I am going to speak to you about increasing your level of effectiveness. John Maxwell says, everything rises and falls on leadership. So what that means to me is that every one of you have a leadership position in some area, if not many areas of your life. So therefore, that makes you a leader. Now, before you hang up thinking, she is crazy, I am not a leader, I don't want to be a leader, I don't know what she's talking about, I want you to just wait a minute and let me explain. As I said, every one of us is a leader in one way or another. If you're a parent, you are a leader to your children. If you're a teacher, you're a leader to your students. If you're a coach, a sports coach, you're a leader to your team. If you're a life coach like myself, you're a leader to your clients. If you're a business owner, you're a leader to your employees or your clients. So if you look at the different areas of your life and you think about it, who are you leading? Who is following you? Who do you teach? And you'll realize that you are a leader. So now what we need to look at is how can you become a more effective leader? So in what areas of your life do you want to be more effective in your leadership? Do you wish for better employee morale? Do you want improved sales in your business? Better cooperation from your children? Now, if you're a parent, that's a huge one. By developing or expanding your leadership skills, you'll increase your effectiveness with those you lead, and you'll begin to see improvements in how your employees, your children, et cetera, follow you. Based on John Maxwell's 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, I will provide you the tools to help you improve your effectiveness in these areas, or whatever areas it is that you want to improve in. John's laws work. I know for a fact because I use them in my own life. But like anything else in life, it doesn't do us any good just to learn it. We have to put action behind it, and we have to implement these laws. So what I've done is I've taken John's 21 laws. These are 21 philosophies that he has proven to work. And I have lumped them into three different workshop courses because obviously 21 laws is a lot to throw in to 25 minutes. And I'm taking 7 of those today, which is a lot to put in 25 minutes. But I'm going to take 7 of those today and go over those. And I have, as I stated, I break them down into 3 workshops. And I will give you information at the end of this, at the end of my message, so that you can register for the other workshops if you are interested. So today I am going to give you a starting point on how you can make the changes that you need in your life to better lead those who follow you. And we're going to be talking about increasing your level of effectiveness, and that's the topic for today. So the first law that I would like to address is the law of the lid. The law of the lid is your leadership ability, and it determines your level of effectiveness. The lower your ability to lead, and the lower will be the lid on your potential for leading. So it's like a ceiling. You can only reach as high as the ceiling. However, your lid can be raised by following the other 20 laws. And an example of how to picture this in your mind, if you think of a jar full of some fleas and the lid is on that jar, those fleas will jump up and down and up and down, and they'll keep hitting that lid, and they'll keep hitting that lid, and they can't go any further. But if you take that lid off, they're going to jump out of that jar, because now their lid was raised. So that's what we want to do for you. So by following the other laws, as I stated, you can raise your lid and become a better leader. And as you become a better leader, those you lead will be able to follow you better and more willing to follow you. So the next law is the law of process. The law of process means what matters most is what you do day by day over the long haul. Leaders are learners. Although some are born with natural leadership gifts, anyone with a desire can learn and can become a leader and can become a very effective leader if they are willing to do the work. Now, that's a big if, because there's a lot of people that say they want to do something. They want to be a leader. They want to be this, they want to be that. But a lot of people, when it comes down to the work involved, don't want to do the work. Most of us have heard this saying, and if you listened to my last call, you would have heard this. If you want to change the world, you need to start with yourself. If you're not getting results from others that you want, you have to take a look within yourself and ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I doing to become better? What can I do to become better? And there's an old adage that says, champions don't become champions in the ring. They're merely recognized there. So what that's telling us is that a leader, in most cases, didn't just automatically become a great leader. He or she had to put a lot of work into it. A talented sports player does not become a great sports player automatically. They have to practice and practice and practice and put a lot of work into it. And I was thinking about this, and I thought of some people that I know that I just feel are extremely talented. And when we see that person, we see that person's talent, we look at them and we think, wow, they're so great. And wow, that just comes so easy to them. But what we didn't see was the hard work that led up to them being so great. So following the law of the process, you will need to
Catherine, we can't hear you, so I'm going to stop the recording.